ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti formativi.
Corso di Decentralized Cooperation, professoressa Valmorbida, anno accademico 2009-2010.
The experience of the Eastern Partnership Civil Society Forum, which is a very successful so far experience and which started 1 year ago in November 2009. The Civil Society Forum of the Eastern Partnership is following the Eastern Partnership process, which was established in 2009 by the Prague Declaration, where lots of many countries in Europe signed an agreement together with 6 countries of Eastern Europe, namely Belarus, Ukraine, Moldova, Azerbaijan, Georgia and Armenia, to support regular relationship based on 4 platforms: democracy and governance, economy, security and peer-to-peer exchanges. In that way, the European Union wants to establish a structured relationship with these neighboring countries and to promote security and peace at the border of the Union. The Eastern Partnership is mostly led at the governmental level, but thanks to the Swedish presidency, it was promoted a civil society forum where a civil society group, both from the Union and from these 6 countries, were involved in giving the citizenship and the civil society perspective to the governmental level. The Civil Society Forum, as I said, promoted by the Swedish presidency and then supported by the Spanish presidency afterwards, was held the first time in Brussels in November last year, and we were 250 organizations and leaders present in Brussels. We were conveyed by the European Commission and its Directorate for the External Relations, and we were supposed in 4 working groups to promote and to propose our amendments and comments to the working group's official platforms. We therefore, after 2 days, produced a recommendation on each topic that were presented to the ministerial meetings in December 2009. The Civil Society Forum, which I've been elected member of the steering committee, is supposed to influence and to support the actions of the Eastern Partnership, seen from the civil society perspective, emphasizing the democratic rules and the human rights perspective in these official platforms. The steering committee appointed during the first meeting of the Civil Society Forum is composed of working group coordinators based on thematic issues and on animators of the national platforms of the 6 EAP countries, which are supposed to animate the region and the civil society group in these regions. We therefore met several times to organize our work, which is now divided in several topics: lobbying, animating the national platforms, contributing to the working groups, and so on. The next Civil Society Forum is supposed to take place in Berlin in November 2010. And in this period of time, we have disseminated the information about the Civil Society Forum, gathering lobbying activities and managing to have our representative in the main official platforms of the Eastern Partnership. We attended the official platforms of the platform 1, 2, 3 and 4, and we secured the presence of our civil society representative in the main meetings.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti formativi.
Stai ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.